what you want. Toll free number 855-453. Live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here. 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website where you can interact for free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours is free. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. We still have Bill with us from last hour, and so for those of you just tuning in, Bill had called in with a few words to say about so-called illegals, and I had said that, well, I'm an illegal, and so you want to throw me out of this country, and I didn't get a chance to explain what I meant by that. And what I meant by that is I'm not an illegal in the way he was maybe thinking of, because everybody refers to people who have immigrated here without asking the government's permission or breaking some of their immigration laws as an illegal. But if they're illegal because they've done something that's illegal, then shouldn't everybody who's done something illegal be termed illegal?
Which is everybody.
In which case, I am absolutely an illegal. I've done plenty of illegal things in my lifetime. Luckily, I haven't been caught for most of them, and so therefore, I'm not in a prison cell today. But there's all kinds of things that are illegal, as we were discussing previously. It's not hard to get a felony in this country today.
There's a book called Three Felonies a Day, which reports how the average American commits three felonies a day.
Surprise.
Unknowingly.
Yeah, surprise. You're probably illegal too. So that was the point I was making with that. But then we got into I think a more interesting conversation about the idea of making money under the table. And Bill had suggested that it was bad to make money under the table. And I said, well, that sounds un-American to me because most people I know are more than happy to make some money under the table.
I mowed lawns as a kid.
Yeah, sure. I mean, who hasn't done a job for some cash? I mean, Bill, are you telling me that you've actually reported to the IRS every bit of cash you've ever made from any job? Really? Is that what you're telling me, Bill?
Do I know? Did you
repeat
that?
Telling me that you've reported dutifully to your masters at the IRS every bit of cash that you've ever made in your lifetime?
I've never worked under the table.
Did you ever mow a lawn when you were a kid for money?
That's different. I mean,
whoa.
12-year-old kids mowing, selling Kool-Aid. And
what if you were 22 and mowing a lawn?
What if you were 22?
I'm talking about, okay, I could take you right now to companies that will do nothing but hire illegals.
I don't want to talk about them, Bill. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about Bill and whether or not – have you ever washed a car for money or done something as an adult and gotten paid money, just cash money?
No, I don't do
that. You are full of it. Really? You expect me to believe you've never done any – you've never helped anybody with anything, any job they needed done, and they paid you cash?
I'll refuse it.
What about
that person? I mean, if you could say, hey, Bill, I'm going on vacation this week. Do you mind mowing my lawn? I said, sure, I'll mow it. You're your neighbor.
It's kind of you.
I'm not going to charge you. I'm not going to take money from you.
Do you ever have a family member give you a gift?
Do I now?
A family member ever give you a gift of money? Above the age of 15?
We do Christmas stuff. That's it.
So you've never received... Grandma never slipped a 20 inside a card for you?
No, Christmas, something like that. That's
I'll tell you what, you're a very good guy. It's awesome the way that you report dutifully to the IRS
servile towards
your masters.
But Bill, he said that it was cheating everybody to not report these things. So any money that somebody makes under the table, you're saying it's cheating everybody?
No, basically the employers do this because one, it saves them money because.
I think he's back on his immigration
talk. He doesn't want to talk to you about the underlying morality of free people working for money and not having to report to the IRS. He wants to talk to you about
4 million
folks.
Americans out of work right now.
Americans are out of work. Wait a second. Now, look, if I'm an employer, I get to decide who works for me because that's a relationship, right?
Thing is, they're going to force, the president's going to come out here and say, hey, the only reason the president's doing this is because he's trying to get the Latino votes. And
absolutely.
All is,
you
hey,
think this is a political move? And I agree with you, Bill. This is a political move. Now, let me ask you this, Bill. Are you aware that, I think it was either last month or last year, that the percentage of non-white babies outnumbered the percentage of white babies?
I've never heard that before, but I believe you.
It was either last month or last year or something like that. The census data said essentially non-white babies outnumbered white babies. Now, would you say that the Republican Party or the Democrat Party has more successfully alienated the non-white vote? Which one of them has more successfully alienated the non-white vote?
I would say the Republican.
Okay, so the Republicans are now on the downside. They are minimizing their effect on the political system because they have alienated non-whites. Is that correct?
No, I'm not saying that. As a Republican, that's me.
Well, I would prefer people who wanted to alienate non-whites would stay the heck out of the Republican Party because you're ruining it for everybody.
I would say that, like I say, the president was wrong. What he did was illegal by bypassing Congress to get people to get illegal people in this country to get jobs.
Anything. You have anything else for Bill?
I just think the good people break bad laws.
I agree with that.
I think that the people that housed runaway slaves in the North during that time were good people, even though they were breaking the law.
No doubt.
I don't care about the law. I think the president did this for political reasons, and I don't trust him to do the right thing any other time just because I feel like this was the right thing. And this was only a little bit the right thing.
How long is it, by the way, Bill, thanks for the call. How long is it going to be, by the way, before we're going to have house-to-house immigrant searches? You know, looking for the immigrants under the floorboards, that sort of thing. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Because didn't they do that with Jewish people back in the Nazi Germany?
Well, back in the 70s, there was this the sanctuary movement where people would house immigrants in their homes in order to give them a place to live. It's hard to keep a family for, months on end. And of course, it's difficult for them to work and that kind of thing. But
toll-free number here tonight, 855-453.
As a small business, I'm not interested in reporting to the federal government reams of paperwork in order to prove that the people that are working for me were born on the right side of some stupid arbitrary line.
I heard that. Let's go to Dan, listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to WNMT. Hey, Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with what's on your mind.
I'm just calling about the gun issue. I don't think that people that have committed a crime with a gun should be able to have gun rights.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, okay, so what about people who have committed violent felonies but didn't use a gun when they did it? Would that be okay?
Nah, I would probably disagree with that, too.
Okay, so, I get where you're coming from, but why? I mean, their whole lives. So they do something when they're 15 years old. And when they're 65, they should go to jail. Actually, I saw this happen. I was in prison with a man who was in his 70s, who was in there for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and he had been convicted when his teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. I would agree with that. But I right now I'm a felon here in Minnesota.
What do you mean? Dan, hold on. When you say you would agree with that, what do you mean you agree?
I would agree with that. Gentleman shouldn't have been in jail for that.
It seems ludicrous, right?
Okay, so then you would agree that some felons who have committed violent crime should be able to have firearms.
Every individual case should be looked at. But I'm a felon right now up in Minnesota, and I can't get anyone to tell me if I can have a gun or not. And like you said before, it's a tool, and I need my tool.
But they're looking at these cases, and they're still rejecting them. Mark, you went in front of the governor in Florida, and you turned your life around. Clearly, you
I'm a convicted murderer. I mean, it doesn't get any nastier sounding than that. Now, I haven't killed anybody, but, that doesn't change the fact that...
That you're convicted of it.
Yeah, I'm convicted of it, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to actually kill anybody to be convicted of murder in this country. And, I can't possess a firearm. If I was safe enough to let out of jail, then I should be safe enough to possess a firearm to protect my family.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Well, Dan, I'm glad you're on board. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Nice to know people are calling open-minded tonight because I agree, Mark. I mean, you should be able to defend yourself. It should be a human right. And you shouldn't be able to have rights abrogated by the fact that you made a mistake at some point in your past when everybody makes mistakes. And some of them end you up in a jail cell or in a prison, but then you can be a different person after that.
It's icky and scary to think of, allowing convicted felons to possess a firearm. But you can't, it's difficult to stand there with logic in your face and continue to advocate for it. Because as a convicted felon, I could go get a weapon tonight. The only people that these laws prevent from getting guns are the good felons.
Good ones.
The good felons, they're not going to possess the firearms, and you're the one, they're the ones that you want to have them.
There's more
your families.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves, comment on anything we've discussed. Or bring up anything. 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up what you want here. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. And the last night of the week that we're going to be broadcasting from our LRN.FM studios. We're actually going to be on the road starting tomorrow night, live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Actually, tomorrow night, technically not Pork Fest. It'll be like the pre-Pork Fest episode, but you will be there at Rogers Campground. Porkfest.com is where you can go to learn more about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. That's where Mark, you and I, and probably about 1,000 other liberty-minded people, maybe more than that, will be spending the week. at Rogers Campground, beautiful northern part of New Hampshire, Lancaster, right next to the White Mountains. It's an incredible view.
It really is.
Better than the view is to be able to hang out with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and to engage in a variety of different activities, everything from panel discussions to musicians, bands. There's going to be, I think there's a rant contest of some sort, and it will be an absolute blast, even a roast. So there's a lot going on. Of course, camp-style activities like campfires and family games. Lots of stuff. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And I think they're probably going to raise the price slightly if you just show up. You haven't registered in advance. You just want to show up and buy on the spot. It's like probably going to have to pay like $40 if that's the case. But it gets you in for the whole week. And go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We'll tell you more about it. Mark, I imagine you and Stephanie will be discussing Porkfest in detail tomorrow night.
We are going to talk about what there is to talk about on the sort of first day of it.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here as we go back to you and your thoughts. Rick is listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hey, Rick.
How you doing? Interesting conversation. One thing that struck me is that the government, I've studied the economy in the last 4 or 5 years out of necessity, and what I found was that the government is not only broke, but it absolutely needs big business like jails and the criminal justice system, and it's turned into a big business.
It has.
Yeah, it's an incarceration nation.
Yeah. Also, there's many people I've seen through my years that are not felons, but they're felons. And I asked them what they did. It was almost jaywalking. And then I realized that these are just good people. I know these people. And there's nothing wrong with them. And through my years all around the United States, I've seen undercover all over the place offering to sell me things that are illegal, just trying to pull me in.
Absolutely.
And I could write a book on it.
We've heard stories
so I have
of people
no record,
being convicted for...
anything like that. But this is a state, this is a very sorry state. And the last thing I have to say is we should not at all call people felons or hurt their lives, which a felon record does, if they're genuinely not criminal people, or they're innocent or wrongly convicted. Anyway, that's my thought.
Absolutely, Rick. I thank you for the call and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
It's impossible to know if somebody's wrongly convicted once they've been through. I mean, the fact is that fewer than 1% of arrests end up in a jury trial. I mean, the vast, vast, vast majority of people do plea bargains. Not because they don't have the money. They don't believe that that public defenders will give them an adequate defense. They believe that, oftentimes the charges have to do with their families, and they don't want to put their families through the testimony and that kind of thing. All kinds of reasons that they just don't feel like it's worth going through a trial, so they'll take some kind of plea bargain. And it does. Plea bargains don't result in justice. Plea bargains only benefit guilty people and government bureaucrats, which are supposed to be working for us.
Well, I'm excited because tomorrow I get to be on a radio show. Mark,
you're on a radio show now.
We met an attorney, a different radio show. We met an attorney at the recent Talkers Convention, Talk Radio Industry gathering in New York City. And she was very interested in what I had to say on the stage about letting peaceful people out of prison cells.
Mm-hmm.
People who, for instance, might be in there for smoking a little pot or something like that. And she wanted to talk about that with me on her show. She's an attorney who does, a weekly program. And she was really excited about the Don't Take a Plea Deal flyer that is available for folks to download over at tools.freekeen.com. That's tools.freekeen.com, where you can download this flyer in PDF form and send it to your favorite printer and print it out and give it to people locally to spread the idea of not taking the plea deal and how it is that if people stop taking plea deals and actually schedule trials, it'll overwhelm the so-called justice system with cases, and they'll have to start dropping charges or people won't get someone's of a speedy trial.
Whatever person allowed a plea, whatever judge allowed a plea in the first place was a guy that set a precedent that is just immoral.
Well, it's a very good thing for lawyers, though, if you think about it, because a lawyer doesn't have to do any work if they're doing a plea deal,
sure.
Whether they're the defense attorney or
if
the prosecutor.
If a case is important enough to incarcerate somebody for, it's important enough to try.
Let's go to Brian listening in Battle Creek, Michigan, to WBCK on the FM band. Hey, Brian.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Brian?
I had a point of view that I hadn't... Just the last few callers had kind of expressed the same point of view that I'm coming from, and that is I believe there are some people that should never, ever be allowed legally to own a gun. And
how do we know who those people are?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to a better reception here.
That's all right. You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound great. My question to you was, how do we know who those people are that should never be allowed to possess them? I agree with you that there are people that should not be allowed to own guns. Sadly, I think many of them go into professions where they're allowed to own guns.
Like being a cop.
You know, sadly, I think that there are a lot of people who have small man syndrome who run off in order to be police officers and, you know, end up hurting people and,
yeah,
and violating
we
rights.
We run into them every day. We run into those people. Well, I would think that certainly it would have to be on a case-by-case.
That's what the last guy said.
Case-by-case is the easy way out, but you understand that the government doesn't do case-by-case, right?
Well, I understand, because if you get arrested for something, what they will do is they will pile up so many charges, 10-year felonies for some stupid little thing, and the only way out of it is either to hire a lawyer and spend thousands of dollars that you don't have, or they'll plea it down to what it should have been in the first place. You plead guilty, and now you've given up all rights to appeals, everything. It's a done deal. It's locked and it's carved in stone by then, and it's too late.
Brian, here's the problem with the case-by-case basis proposal. First of all, as you pointed out, Mark, they don't do that, but also they couldn't do it. There's just too much. There's just too much for them to look at. It would be way too bureaucratic. It would be an increase in the size of government for them to have to weigh each case and decide whether another person could or couldn't have a firearm. So how about this instead of that case-by-case basis? How about the case-by-case basis of we just let people have firearms who want to have firearms, and that way, whatever somebody who's dangerous has a firearm, there will be good people around that have firearms, and they can defend the people that they're around. That works.
Well,
it works here in New Hampshire.
Well,
it works in Alaska. It works
in
Vermont.
That idea. There's here in Michigan. They in the last few years they got rid of the local boards that would determine who was allowed to have carry a concealed weapon, and they issued a must. Yeah, they made it so that you can they can't challenge it. Well, what I'm getting at is that if you are the getaway driver, then that would not be something that you would not be allowed to carry a gun later. But
I get what you're saying. Here's another problem with it, Brian. You've got a set of specifications that you think would be fair, and so does everyone else.
Yeah,
and you're not going to be the one that writes the rules.
I don't think that people that have IQs below 80 should be allowed to have a weapon. But how do you find out who has the IQ of 81 and who has the IQ of 79?
You could add a test to the requirements.
What I'm saying is that after the second or third time of being convicted of, and I mean convicted, not or whatever, convicted of violent crimes against other people, with even whether you had a weapon or not, because I would imagine.
Brian, I get where you're coming from, and I really appreciate your call tonight. Thank you for it at 855-453-3733. Sickle CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. More coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the various features that you'll find there totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Mobile site available for those of you with a smartphone. Head over to m.freetalklive.com. You will find our live streams linked to there, plus also the software that you can use, all of it free software, that you can use to listen into the show via the streams. Go to m.freetalklive.com to get more information and get tuned in. That's m as in mobile .freetalklive.com.
Gold. You can't listen to talk radio or cable news without hearing about gold and, you know, other precious metals. And, you know, it's probably a good thing to have right now when you consider that the Federal Reserve is just printing money like it's toilet paper. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight of inflation. Commodities are going up, up, up. It looks like gold and silver may rally here in the future. I understand. I wanted gold and silver at one point, but my concern was is that I couldn't figure out how to buy it. Because it's important to buy right. You got to buy low so you can sell high. Well, go to gold.freetalklive.com so that you can comparison shop gold right there. We've got some pieces. We've teamed up with Midas Resources in order to bring gold and silver to you at great prices. Not only are you going to get the best prices that we can provide and likely the internet can provide at gold.freetalklive.com, but you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. If you need a telephone number, mention Free Talk Live, 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so, you know, speaking of gold and silver, there's somebody that just walked into the studio here unexpectedly. It's Ernest Hancock with us tonight. Good evening, sir.
Ian, Mark, hey. Got to turn on the mic.
And you are from...
You're on. You're good.
You're from the radio program Declare Your Independence.
Declare Your Independence.
That's right.
That's right.
Where can people find the show?
Well, you go to Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and we always have the archive up there. And you can just Google Declare Your Independence, Ernest Hancock. It'll come up.
Great.
And, you know, I was going to mention, as far as people that are into silver, Ernie, you're so into silver, you actually packed up a truck and loaded up, a vending machine.
The money lift.
Is that what it's being called?
The money lift.
Is it a monolith?
Yeah. Well, you go. You really want to see a good viral video that the guys have done. You go and you Google silver Odyssey 2012, and it'll come up. And it's a viral video that's just taken off. And we've really done everything that we can to promote silver. And we do these silver dime cards. You know, mm-hmm. use old 90% silver, and you're able to put so many different cards together that market so many different things. But the biggest thing, it's an education on inflation.
Yeah,
you know, and it's really taken off. We've done, God, over 10,000 of these cards. I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's just really taken. And I have so many back orders now. We're all week at Porkfest. We're making more cards.
You
know? So it's
going to be a working vacation.
Yeah, you know, well, that's what my wife says. Well, what we've done also is we built a geodesic dome so that, because last time,
everybody likes geodesic domes.
They are cool.
Because I can go on and on about why, but the main thing was is that last year, so much silver was used that the vendors and the people certainly did food, they can't take the silver to go to the local store.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we need actual cash. So we needed to have an exchange because you're...
At Porkfest.
Yeah, no, your money is no good there. You know, you're using silver. But when you go to the store, you need it. So we need an exchange place. So you turn in your worthless paper for silver, you know. So what we've done is
it's not worthless. I was still using FRN.
Happy to use worthless.
Well, next week. But anyway, what we do is we take a geodesic dome and we turned it into a vending station to where people can come in and do their exchanges there because that's what they needed last time. I said, not a problem. We'll go ahead and we built it, got it all covered. I learned how to sew. So we got nice five stations. You guys will see it, man.
We'll
take a lot of pictures.
It.
Very cool.
I'm sure this isn't the first time or the last time you're going to be on with us throughout the week. I know if you get a chance, certainly stop in and see us because I know you're going to be busy, Ernie, doing your show every single day live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right.
Would you want to sit in for the rest of the show and just take calls with us, Ernie?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to sit in for the rest of the show, but you can sit in as long as you're comfortable, Ernie. How about that?
Yeah, I'll do a segment at least, right. But we got to go hook up with Drew.
He's always busy, man.
I promised my wife
a
hotel bed.
Talk to some people
bed.
For us.
All right, so let's go to Elizabeth. We've been talking about felons and possessing firearms here, just to bring you up to speed, Ernie. And Elizabeth is on the line listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey. Yeah, I was just the insanity of it. We have a college here, and I think then it was a 2-year college. But these boys decided to go skinny dipping, and as God is my witness, they were charged as pedophiles. So now that they are considered felons, child molesters or whatever, have to register. And all they did was drink a few beers and go skinny dipping. And a couple of them, you know, tried to get it taken off their record, and everybody refuses to take it off their record. But I don't know, I'm a little bit older, and things back in the day that the police would take you home and let your parents yell at you.
So they were charged with a felony?
Yes.
They were charged with a felony?
As pedophiles. Have to register as pedophiles because they went skinny.
Are you sure it's just not a sex offender status? Not that they were charged with pedophilia?
No, they have to register
they underage,
wherever
right?
they go.
How old were these people that were stripping
they
down?
They were in college. They were like their first or second year of college, 19, 20 years old.
What year is this? I mean, I'm sorry, what state is this?
South Carolina, Myrtle Beach.
You know, and this is the reason the bureaucrats don't want to step in and right the wrongs is it's the cover your butt syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
If they're the ones that go in and say, well, this is insane, we're going to fix this, then and suppose one of these boys goes out and does something bad in the future, then some reporter comes along and says, well, they wouldn't have been allowed to possess that weapon that they robbed that convenience store with if it hadn't have been for bureaucrat A. And as if these laws somehow prevent people who have felonies from getting guns.
I know, but you know what's even scarier? Because I'm older. it's like that we are, if you look at history, our federal government was never set up. Our forefathers set it up so that they couldn't have total control because they lived during a time where they realized large government created corruption and pure evil.
So much
and
for that plan.
I had, you know, live here where college is. These kids have no, it's like they're being taught not to be able to problem solve, not to be able to think outside the box. Not so you have areas like when the hurricane hit New Orleans, stand with your arms open. Hey, I can't do anything. Government, you're supposed to come in and fix everything. I'm not capable of, and I think it scares me because I think our government is doing this on purpose because I think that they want our democracy.
They want to dumb people down.
They do not want us to have the freedoms that our forefathers tried so hard.
They don't want you to be able to exercise your freedom. This is the one thing I've really been starting to emphasize on here lately, even in the freedom movement, is the people you go, look, you hold the screwdriver on this end. I mean, seriously, even in the liberty movement, I'm going, you know, let's say you go out and you want it. You know, I want to be able to do what I want with my land. Well, what will you be able to do with it? I don't know. Look at it. Maybe I can mow it. I mean, you know, so this is, there's so much more you need to be able to. I got to tell you a gun story, though, on my way here. When
okay.
You guys
Elizabeth, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. If you got, you want to get that story, now's a good time for
okay,
it.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Arizona has firearms, okay?
Yeah.
I just want everybody to know that. And they're going to be doing some shooting up here. So, I want to
up here
bring,
in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I want to bring my firearm. We'll go out and have some fun. A few years ago, we went in a private plane. We came up and we brought our ARs and everything. We had a good time. So this time we're driving. Well, you know.
You got to go through New York.
Oh, you got to check the laws. Yeah. So there is one law. Well, once we got east of the Mississippi, when we hit Mississippi, it's like, all right, here we got to do this. Here's the law. To be able to transport from a state that allows firearms to another state that allows firearms, but you got to go through like New York or Massachusetts or something, you have to take the gun apart.
Yeah, it has to be apart.
Put it separate pieces in locked cases, separate from the ammunition, separate from being able to
this
get separate.
This is a super safe way.
Yeah,
to do
it's
it.
A, yeah. You know, so it's a doorstop. But anyway, so I you go through all that stuff, and then I realize in Albany I had to go in my medical kit to get something for my finger I cut, and I go, oh damn, I have a gun in my bug out medical bag. I got it. Oh my god, how far do we got to the border of Vermont? I can make it.
855-453 Segal CAI toll free line. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. And Ernie Hancock might hang out with us here for a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey there. You've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even at stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at beprepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And that, by the way, will continue to be the toll-free number as we will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival beginning tomorrow night. Mark, you and Stephanie are heading up a night early to get all the equipment set up, which means it'll be all ready, hopefully, for you in the morning, Ernie Hancock here with us tonight from Declare Your Independence, which you can hear over at Freedom's Phoenix. .com. Plus, you can also get some great news and information on a daily basis. It's a great site, freedomsphoenix.com. Sign up for the daily email to get the latest from them every single day.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous cash for the internet. With bitcoins, you don't have to sign any contracts. There are no government agencies that issue the currency. There are no corporations that take a cut every time you send or receive money. You just send and receive bitcoins, and you do it. If something costs 99 bitcoins, you pay 99 bitcoins, and nobody gets a cut. All the money. And there's, by the way, no chargebacks. The chargebacks are by your schedule if you're a business owner. And you can find out more about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. Bitcoins are changing the internet, and they're going to change the world, and you need to know about them, whether you have any or not. So go watch the minute and 44-second long video at weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at banks, CVS, 7-Elevens, Walmarts, all over the, more than 1,000 locations across the United States. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, we're going to continue here. Again, Ernest Hancock joining us in the studio. Nice to see you. Didn't expect it, but it's always a pleasure. So,
We brought some friends. They got their big, giant Hollywood RV that they're making a stop over here in Keene on their way up to Lancaster to Porkfest.
Always a good idea.
And so what we did is said, no, you got to lay hands on the CAC here. You know, you got to come by and say, yo, what's up? So they stopped by and said they did, and then they went to go plug in their RV.
So you're welcome. You're sitting in with us here for the remainder of the hour, and, of course, we're going to take your calls as we always do with Ernest Hancock from Declare Your Independence. Let's go first to Dan listening in Newport News, Virginia to WNIS.
Hi, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Fine. Well, thank you for letting me on the air. And sure. I wanted to say about President Obama and the immigration issue yesterday. I'm very proud of him for doing that. I realize it probably was a political move, but fine, he did it. What surprises me is that the right-wing Christians are not happy about it, because really what he's done is honor God, because all through the scriptures, God's word says always honor the widows, the orphans, and the aliens in your land. So they should be thrilled that he's done that.
Well, Christianity today is nothing like Christianity from, 2,000 years ago or thereabouts.
Yeah, okay.
Sad but true.
Yeah, American Christianity is a bit different. I understand. Can I make a comment about the gun thing? I hadn't planned on doing that, but I just heard some people say something. Is that okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay.
It's Free Talk Live.
I actually do cover news here, so, you know, I'm saying this based on interviews I've had with the police chief here on multiple occasions. But getting his perspective, which I don't necessarily agree with it, but getting his perspective, he says, well, you have to understand that people want safety, and they want a police officer on every corner so they feel safe. So, well, we just cannot do that. Budgets don't allow for it. And but what we can do is we can get cameras up. We have federal grants. We can get up for about $50,000 a camera if we build them ourselves. We ask that everyone with their home security, you know, if you want to link that in, your business security, you want to link that into our system, we can monitor all of that from right here at the police station.
That sounds kind of creepy, man.
Oh, it is. It is. But it gets better. And he said, you know, we can do that with a lot less police. Now, the cameras they pay $50,000 for with the federal grants and build themselves, you won't see those cameras. They put them in locations so that you can't see them. And then we asked them about the guns because they were doing the buyback program here, which was very successful. And I said, why do you want to get the guns away from honest people? And he said, well, what happens is the majority of gun owners now in this area are older people. And the bad guys find out that they have, it's some elderly woman with her husband's guns, and her husband's been dead for a while, and she's got his guns stored up. So the bad guys go in and steal them and use them against us. So that's why we're trying to get the guns away from
use them against
and
us.
Of course, we don't want the guns.
Because cops are getting shot up all over the United States. I mean, statistically, you're more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist in this country.
They
are
so
paranoid.
We stopped in Arizona. We had this is a good story. We had the gun buyback thing was really starting to gain a lot of steam, and they were doing that. So what a lot of the gun activists did is we went out on the sidewalk in front of where a public sidewalk wherever they were doing these gun buybacks, and we put up we will pay you market value for your guns. So they were what they were doing is they were giving like, you know, $25 or $50 Walmart gift certificates or something. And we were actually doing, this one, go give it to them, man. It's worth more than get the $50, man. It's worth less than that. Or we were buying them, you know, saying, oh, heck yeah, man, I'll tell you what, we'll give you this much. You made $75 more than what you're going to do. So this is, you can always counter this. And the big thing is, like you say, people want security. Well, that's the problem, is they don't understand what security really is. And it's not, you know, Big Brother. So if you can change the culture and you can educate people and you can demonstrate doing these kinds of buybacks and making sure that they're fully educated on what the real crime rate is when people have more guns. They always said blood's going to run in the street when they do unrestricted concealed carry in Arizona. Well, of course, it was just the opposite effect. You know, through deterrence or demise, you know, the bad guys go away. That's how it works.
You know, I agree with changing the culture, but it makes more sense to me to focus efforts in one area rather than, say, trying to change the culture in somewhere like Illinois, for instance. I mean, there's, you know, you might as well just be ramming your head up against a brick wall.
No, you
in
do
that
it
case.
Where you're at. You do it where you're at.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, but if you're not getting anywhere, then why not get together in a place that's more gun-friendly, say, like New Hampshire or Arizona, for instance, where people are already on board with, a lot more people are already on board with those ideas.
I don't think that freedom is limited to any one issue or in any one place. Every one of these issues always has an impact on the tapestry of a much larger understanding of what freedom is. I've seen it, you know, I'm a little bit older. I'm 51, and I was these young activists back in the late 80s, early 90s, and I've seen what's happened over 20 years. It takes a long time to get unrestricted concealed carry in Arizona. I mean, there was a big wave of gun control coming there just like anywhere else.
Yeah, we still don't
don't have unrestricted concealed here in New Hampshire, although that's something that I think some folks are working toward. But if you get people who care about an issue, and obviously the three of us on this show care way more about freedom than we do about a single issue, which is, you know, guns. As you said, Mark, you can't even legally own a firearm.
Yeah, I don't really care about them that much either.
Right, and I'm kind of more of a peacenik than anything else, but although I do have a firearm.
I believe that humans should have the right to own weapons.
Right, and so as I was saying, is we're big freedom guys. You know, we want to see freedom on all the issues in every place. But to me, to do something like that in a place where there are very serious restrictions, like, you know, I don't want to go and record the police in a place like Illinois because they've got crazy wiretapping laws, and there's crazy gun laws there, and the government's insanely large and hugely in debt. And so why not get the hell out of there? You know, vote with your feet, go somewhere else, you know, join the Free State Project, if you love liberty, that is, and get together where your efforts can be amplified due to being in close proximity with others. I mean, you know what this is about.
I understand exactly what you're saying. You know, this is, you know, that's one reason why my wife and I are taking a month long to go around the country.
Oh, cool.
And we're going, you know, we're taking the show live every day. You know, we're at 3 hours a day. We're doing it from wherever we happen to be with our mobile unit and everything out in the, you know, side of the highway kind of thing. So if we're lucky, we, you know, add a hotel room. But what we do is we want to go across country, meet up with other activists, talk about, you know, different freedoms in the state of freedom in all these different states. And we're hitting a lot. We went up to from Phoenix to Kalispell, Montana, all across the northern United States. And then we'll go more southern, and we want to make sure we make it through Texas on the way back. And what happens is we're trying to convince ourselves whether Arizona is the place where we want to, you know, make roots. I mean, you know, this is future. I'm a grandfather. I got my fourth grandkid coming. So I'm really invested in this, and I'd like to be in Arizona, but you got to be sure. Is that really where you want to be? Do we go to New Hampshire, or we do both? You know, I mean, New Hampshire's pretty nice in the summer.
It sure is.
And Arizona's pretty nice in the winter.
There you go.
So that doesn't mean I got to be locked into one place, man.
It's a great place for a summer home. I mean, you know, we'd love to have you here, Ernie, because getting people who are, you know, who care enough about freedom to do something about it, getting them into the same place. We've seen it works. I mean, we've seen with over 1,000 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There's proof. This is not just an idea anymore. This is a real movement that's making a difference. And I'm so excited to see more people coming here, and I know they are, and that's what's going to be happening here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival over the next week. And folks can tune into your show through freedomsphoenix.com. Where do they go when they go to freedomsphoenix.com at the top?
There's every a lot day there. We have the show that day, the archive, or what the show's going to be. Or they can go to lrn.fm, and it broadcasts live there. And we have archives. So, yeah, we got plenty to talk about.
What time is it live?
It goes 9 to noon Eastern time.
All right, Ernie, we'll see you this coming week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Always nice to have you out here in Keenan as well. 855-453 in the SACL CAI toll-free line. Full hour remains here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts next.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
According to Mind Prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a Barbie zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aqua Velva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aqua Velva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aqua Velva. Men get it.
Aqua Velva.
Now what?